opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. You're joining We the People Radio at KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. We're in Reading. We're at we're streaming and chatting live at wethepeopleradio.us, and you can give us a call live at 530-605-4567. You're joining your hosts, Aaron and Elizabeth, and our...
And Marge Simpson.
And Marge Simpson. Oh, that would be you this morning. Yeah, she's got a split personality.
That Marge Simpson
go back and
thing
forth.
Going on.
I think she sounds more like Janet Reno.
That's it, Bob. You're out.
And our master of music, Bob Martin.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what he's got
Hold
in store
on.
For us today.
Wait a minute. No, Bob sounds a lot more like Janet Reno to me.
That's right. You sound like Janet Napolitano.
Hey, so you know when they say coming into
Who's
the show
left
that
Janet Jackson?
Yeah,
that's never
going to
work.
Hey, so you know when they No. We're not going to go there.
It's too late.
Yeah,
it's only been a
too
minute.
Too early. Sunday morning, please. Hey,
and,
so
and we're coming off the staff Christmas party. I want to warn you.
Yeah,
like that. We're coming off the Christmas party.
I don't know. We all left pretty early. Hey, so
since when does that have anything to do?
I know, that's true.
What are you, the mom?
I'm always the
we
mom.
We left early. I
I'm
left before
always
you did.
The mom. You know that.
I know. I was there early and I left early.
Yeah.
That was all wrong.
And I got there late and left late, and that's usually your gig.
I know.
Hey, so anyway, you know when they when the promo says that the views and opinions don't reflect the... I just want you to know today's show, it's really pertinent to that. We're going to talk about some really cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave said, our guest Dave, he said, well, can we talk about that? And then he said some more stuff. Can we talk about that? I'm like... We can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, this
we
is
don't
like,
tell people what to say.
This is pretty much a free for all.
Yeah, if people don't like it, then they can, you know, listen to somebody else.
Absolutely.
Although it'll be boring if you listen to somebody else.
You can flip the dial. Nobody's stopping you.
Except, you know, maybe Bob.
Yeah.
Still have my finger on the button.
Hey, so if this is your first time listening...
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm assuming that we have new listeners every week. We are all about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, and anything that falls under that umbrella. Well, you know, we don't really get too much into social issues, because those divide and conquer, so we stick with...
Well, pragmatic issues. We don't like to tell people what to think.
Absolutely not.
So give you tons of information, you figure out what to think. It's your job.
And the media page that you will find if you go to wethepeopleradio.us is full of information about today's guests, and you can click on any one of our archive shows from the previous year. MP3 files, you can email them out to anybody, so there's no excuse for not spreading this information far and wide.
Absolutely, and there's tons of fun topics.
Yeah.
Some things are local. Some are West Coast. Some are East Coast. I have a guy who's emailed a really interesting program that we may hear before the end of the year. I think it'll be kind of cool.
Nice.
You know, a lot of the things that we, the people, need to know about, we don't hear enough about them to be able to make an informed decision. We get little sound bites.
Well, you're never going to get it from the mainstream media, so give up on that one.
Yeah, and a lot of times people don't take the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have a 2-hour window that Carl and Linda bought on this station have graciously earmarked for us. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, that's another.
Yeah, contact me at Elizabeth at wethepeopleradio.us.
Yeah, because that's another thing we're not always great at. So we could use your help on that to promote getting the word out.
And, but, you know, we want to know what you think, what you hear, what you want to hear about. So if you have program ideas, shoot Aaron an email at aaron@wethepeopleradio.us with any kind of ideas or a name or a book, an author, anything.
Yeah.
We follow up on all the leads.
Lots of times people hear an interview with somebody and it's only a minute and a half long and they're thinking, well, shoot, I'd kind of like to hear the rest of that. That's where we come in.
That's right. So give us shoot us an email, give us a call.
And,
it's up to you.
And our guest, Dave Hodges, has been he's been calling us here on the hour here several times because we have a time difference thing going on.
And so, and apparently Dave is flying on 3 hours sleep. That's what I hear.
He's got a sick family member.
Oh,
so
that's
got,
not good.
No, they've got a crisis going on at their house. So I'm sure they were up a lot last night.
So more than ever, we appreciate him calling in this morning.
Exactly. Dave, are you in there?
Somewhere? I'm here and still awake.
Good morning, Dave.
That's usually my line, but I actually went to sleep after I talked to you. How's your mother-in-law doing?
She's holding her own. She's been, unfortunately, at death's doorstep four times now, and each time she's battled back.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Crossed and hoping for the best.
Yeah, it's hard to say one way or the other. I hope it works out perfect for your family.
Yeah,
how's that?
We appreciate you being here under the circumstances.
Well, it's my honor to be here. And I was wondering maybe your engineer could give me a little more boost on the volume because I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
Bob?
Unfortunately, that is beyond my control.
That wasn't the button. That wasn't the button he asked.
Put in a call to the FCC. I'm sure they can fix it.
And I'm sure they'll get right on it. Should we use your name?
They already know who I am.
I know. That's why I said that.
Should we use our name?
Yeah, they probably know who we are, too.
I don't think you want to unless you want to knock at the door.
Okay, so we've kind of backed into introducing you there. Sorry. It's kind of a weird
way to do it.
We're
a little unconventional. Do you want me to tell you a little? Yeah. Well, Dave Hodges is in Maricopa County in Arizona. He's got a BA in Sociology and American History with the University of Denver and is an MC Mental Health Counseling at the University of Phoenix. Dave's an instructor in psychology, sociology, statistics, and U.S. history.
He's
also an instructor. Yeah, definitely. He's also an instructor for the Maricopa County or Community College District in Phoenix and a faculty member at Grand Canyon University. And I'm going to scroll down here a little bit. You are a spokesperson for the Arizona Coalition to Protect Personal Property Rights, in which you write editorials, give interviews on government intrusion into personal property rights, and you're an editorial writer for freedomsphoenix.com and a former talk show host with the Common Sense Show.
Well, I'm still, unless something's happened to my status, I'm still the talk show host.
So I will cross out that word former.
Hey, Robert,
maybe you got the word and I didn't.
No, Robert cut and pasted that. It looks like off your site or something. Somebody has a bizarre, mysterious typo.
So Dave, you've got an interest as we do in the continually destruction of personal private property rights.
Well, that's how actually I got into the anti-globalist movement, and that's the theme of my talk show as well as my writings. And I'll throw out a plug in here, too. I also write for News with Views and Before It's News. But, yeah, I moved out into the country about 20 miles north of Phoenix 9 years ago with my family and thinking someday this would be our retirement home away from the hustle and bustle, and I wanted to get my family away from the gang influence that was permeating in our neighborhood. And little did I know, I didn't find the peace and tranquility I was expecting to find. I ran smack dab into state and federal government intrusion into our personal property rights. Off and on for the last 9 years, the state of Arizona and the federal government, along with the Department of the Air Force, have tried to force myself and 300 of my neighbors off of our homes and our lands without any compensation. And they've tried every dirty trick in the book. So far, we've been able to turn them back, but I know we haven't heard the last from them.
So what's their excuse? What did they come at you with?
Well, the excuse is I'll give you the real reason and then the excuse reason. We live 25 miles north of Luke Air Force Base, and they claim that we should never have been allowed to build where we built, although we have letters from the Department of Defense granting us the rights to build out here. And the planes that eventually make it out here fly over 300,000 people. So the fact that we're somehow in their way is a ludicrous argument. But what we really found is there are two factors on why they want us off our land. One is we lie adjacent to the planned K-12 Panamex corridor, which is under construction about 25 miles south of us. And we also sit on the state's largest water aquifer, which they need to install a Panamex hub, a multimodal hub involving all forms of transportation. And we have well water, and it's clean and no fluoride. And they want us out of here so they can get our water and get cheap access to adjacent property lines along the planned Panamex corridor route, because it makes their acquisition costs significantly cheaper if they can force us out.
And Panamex is Canada-Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the Central American Free Trade Agreement, which hooks Mexico, United States, and Canada into one transportation system. It's globalist-oriented. It's run by public-private partnerships. Toll roads are all part of it. Texas has gone through it with the Trans-Texas Corridor. And that wonderful person, Governor Rick Perry.
Yeah, we're familiar with that.
we're kind of like on the front lines of what happened here. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. When I discovered the connection, I was just looking at two maps side by side. I said, oh, they want us out because of Panamex. Because there are four areas in the state of Arizona where this was going on, and all four coincided with the Panamex corridor. So it didn't take, you know, a degree in statistics to figure out that that's why they wanted us out. And they told me I was crazy, and they blasted me in the media, telling me I was a conspiracy nut, and told me I was against the New World Order, and I should wear a tinfoil hat. And now in the paper they openly write that they're finding ways to obtain cheap property along the Panamex corridor. So now they fully admit to it in the media, where 9 years ago I was a raving lunatic.
So basically, what got you into this entire movement was your own personal experience.
Yeah, and I had a good primer when I was young. My dad was a naval intelligence officer, and we had many late-night discussions about the status of the country and where it was headed. But I left it alone. I was living my life, and you know, things were going well. I'm an educator and a coach by trade, but it wasn't until I was faced with what we were fighting here in our community did I really jump into this. And it was like taking a step into a mansion. I opened it, one door, found out that property rights really doesn't exist in this country, or it only exists that the corporate elite allow you to keep your property. And then I found that, well, gee, there's this thing called the North American Union and the loss of American sovereignty. And then the floodgates opened up, and very quickly I soon realized that our government has been hijacked by banksters, most of them from offshore megabanks, and they're running this country for their own purpose.
You know, it just never ceases to amaze me now how people like yourself with education and drive and commitment are coming forward and fighting this battle, because you've experienced it personally. And last week we had on a gentleman named Oscar Braun from Half Moon Bay, who has been fighting for years and years to try to save his ranch from the Coastal Commission. And, you know, this is what I like so much about having folks like you on our show, is you're not speaking in theory. You've had personal experience, and you've lived this, so you know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I'll give you an example. We were put into a no-build zone, and this is probably very similar to your guests in the previous week, the tricks they pull, which meant this, that if I had storm damage to my house, I would not be able to get a permit to repair the damage. We were not allowed to add to our homes, take away from our homes. That meant a patio, a swimming pool, a detached garage. So you're talking about the total destruction of our private property rights, and not one dime of compensation, despite the fact that the Supreme Court has upheld the notion that when your private property rights are restricted, eminent domain has been committed against you and you're entitled to compensation. Now, we've been lucky. The Goldwater Institute, which is a private law firm, and they basically are a public interest law firm, they represented us, and we got to the steps of the courthouse before the state of Arizona backed down. But they're not done. They still play their little games, and we have to meet them at the pass. And, you know, as long as we continue to live here, this is going to continue to be an issue.
Well, Dave, on that happy note, going to give people a couple minutes to grab a cup of coffee. We're going to thank our advertisers. We'll be right back with you at WeThePeopleRadio.us here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
A boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at millerautotransport.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back, We the People Radio, with Aaron, a.k.a. Marge Simpson.
Shut up, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, oh yeah, that's me. And Bob Martin. And our very special guest, Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, yet another victim of the power grab to take our personal property rights and kind of join them up with everybody else around the world.
Yeah, Dave's going to go canary in the coal mine for us here in a minute on... Everybody's like, when's he going to talk about Goldman Sachs? When's it coming? So I would encourage you to get on the chat room. If you go to We the People Radio and you click on the listen button, it'll start playing the program and it'll bring up that chat window. You can ask questions through that, make comments. And so, Dave, where'd you like to go from here?
there's so many roads to travel.
Yes, there are.
The corruption that permeates our government. Property rights is really a good entry point. I mean, it was my entry point, but it opens up so many different connections to what's really fundamentally wrong and what's undermined in our government. Property rights has been abrogated by corporations. It used to be, before the recent Supreme Court decision, the New London case, that they couldn't take private property and give it to private people. Well, the corporations used their influence on the Supreme Court and overturned that Fifth Amendment prohibition. And property rights are also at the fundamental heart of what makes America America. And today, government is abusing property rights everywhere, particularly with the environmental agencies that use administrative fiat as a way to abscond with people's lands. And we have no real recourse through the elected process because these are bureaucrats and not politicians doing it to us.
And you can't unelect them.
No, exactly right. Yeah, and the EPA seems to have a mandate to circumvent the Constitution, and they're not held accountable for their illegal actions, which I find over and over and over. We have a plethora of property rights issues around the country. In fact, let me tell you real quickly about a lady named Kim Goodman, and you might want to consider having her on your show. She lived outside Dobbins Air Force Base, about 20 miles, in an area called Fair Oaks, which is not too far from Marietta, Georgia. These people had lived in their homes for two and three generations. Then one day the Air Force decided that they wanted to expand their training zone for their Lockheed Martin-developed F-22 and F-35, and they came to their homes and they put up notices that we're cutting down all your trees, you can't use electronics, we can enter your home anytime we want without a warrant to inspect for illegal electronics that will interfere in our navigation process. And then the noise from these planes was so deafening it forced the people out of their homes. 85 homes out of 85 homes went into foreclosure and not one dime of compensation until they sued. And they went to federal court, and the local senators there in Georgia used their clout, and the federal court did agree that these owners were entitled to compensation. So for an average of $190,000 home value, they received $700 in compensation.
Oh, geez.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, her name's Kim Goodman. If you Google her, you'll find her website. I haven't spoken with her in over a year, but it was devastating for her and her community, and this is just how the federal government is ruining lives, and they become the bullies on the block. They're supposed to be the defenders and protectors of the Constitution, but really what we have is we have an organized crime syndicate running this country, and it permeates almost every facet of our life, and we're so dumbed down by the mainstream media that these Wall Street people, these bankers still control, six corporations control 98% of the media, that the people don't get the word about what's happening in this country until it happens to them.
There you go.
There's another phenomena that's really running rampant in this country now that's barely being reported. I've covered it on my show twice. We're going to try to do a whole show on this in January. And that's the FEMA floodplain situation.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh.
And this yeah. is so outrageous. Now, by the way, since I mentioned this on my show 2 weeks ago, I've heard from people in your area where this is happening.
Yep.
Yeah, we know all about it.
Ozarks. It's happening right here in my county, Maricopa County, which incorporates most of Phoenix. And they've redrawn the floodplain lines. In fact, there's even local governmental opposition to FEMA here. City of Chandler, which is a southern suburb of Phoenix, has said they're not going to go along with it. I think this is headed to federal court. But what FEMA's doing is they're coming in and they're retroactively, and the key word is retroactively, rezoning people in the floodplains. And then they tell the people, you've got to move and you've got to pay for the deconstruction of your own home. And no, we're not going to give you any money for it because you should never have built there in the first place. Mind you, when they built, they weren't in a floodplain. So they have to purchase FEMA floodplain insurance if they want to stay, and that FEMA floodplain insurance is usually 9 to 10 times more expensive than what they could get from other insurance companies now that won't touch them. And I've heard some horror stories coming out of the Ozarks. I can't find one person in Arkansas, Missouri that will come on my show. They'll talk to me privately, and here's what they tell me. This is a typical situation. FEMA comes into their neighborhood, mostly small rural towns, smaller counties. They go into executive session with the county commissioners, and they come out with new floodplain designations, all done in secrecy under the guise of executive session. Then a FEMA representative will go out to a home, and they'll tell the people, well, you got to move. Here's the deal. But, you know, we got this little thing for you. It's called the FEMA Protection Plan racket. That's what I like to call it. And if you purchase our very expensive insurance, we'll consider letting you stay on your land. However, if you go to the media, if you speak against us publicly, we'll withdraw the offer, and you'll have to pay for the deconstruction of your home, move out without compensation. And this is going on all over the Ozarks.
I think it's fair to say that we currently do live in a communist country, or darn close to it.
Well, we do. And everything that was wrong with communism and with the Nazis is either in place, being planned or will happen here. We are looking at the installation in this country of a complete police state with everything that goes with it.
And, you know, it's even happening at a local level. I was reading an article on the Internet sometime this week. A retired couple, probably in their 70s, have a motel with about 50 rooms in a somewhat rural community. The motel sits on a highway, obviously, because that's where they're going to get their business. They've owned it for 30 years. They paid it off. It's their retirement. Clean little community, clean little motel. A couple of local agencies came in and determined that over the course of 30 years, about one half of 1% of the number of rooms that they had rented in that 30 years had been rented to someone that had a criminal activity going on in the room. One half of 1% over the course of 30 years. That was all they needed to take that property away from that couple, and what they're doing is selling the properties and splitting the proceeds.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, well...
Wow.
I'd like to say that for-profit government is just restricted to land and the theft of land. But as I'm actually involved in an investigation right now that I'm going to really get into after the first of the year, and it's the government, particularly the Health and Human Services, for-profit abduction of children using CPS to do it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys know this or not. The feds actually pay state governments to take children out of homes. So we're seeing the fabrication of evidence. We are seeing evidence destroyed. We're seeing due process rights of parents destroyed. And their kids, in most cases, they come from poor families because they can't hire a lawyer to mount a defense. They're taken from the homes and never heard from again. And in fact, this one will send chills up your spine. Former Georgia State Senator Nancy Schaefer made this a big issue. And the pedophile rings lined up against her with their money. And we're talking very powerful, rich people. They got her unelected in her primary after six terms in the Senate in Georgia. And then she was shortly suicided after getting on the public trail, public speaking trail, where she was unveiling what she knew. And they called it a suicide, murder-suicide. Her husband was shot in the chest, and Nancy Schaefer was shot in the back, and they called this a suicide.
Wow.
So we're not just looking at government theft of property. As I'm finding out, because I got into this because of the Jerry Sandusky case, I started looking at the Second Mile Foundation, and they were pimping kids out to local donors at Penn State with very high-powered political connections. I expect Jerry Sandusky to meet an untimely end, too, because they need to shut him up so they don't reveal the who's who.
Yeah, there's a reason everybody kept that quiet for so long. It's much bigger than him.
Yeah, well, this goes right into the governor's office. I'm still working on the research and gathering the facts on this, but Nick Bryant, who wrote the Franklin scandal, which detailed how Congress people are blackmailed through the use of child prostitutes at what used to be called the Franklin House back in the late 80s, and they used kids from Boys Town. And Nick's research is flawless. The documentation is outstanding. Well, I'm on the trail now of the modern portion of this. So, no, government isn't just stealing land. They're stealing kids. And CPS has got to be the most evil, corrupt organization on the face of the planet because of who the victims are.
Yeah,
And on that next happy note, Marge Simpson here. We need to take...
Well, Aaron, I warned you that I've reached my tolerance level. You know, and let me say this, too, as a way of background. I should be a happy American. I've had personal and professional success. You know, we live a comfortable lifestyle, except for the legal battles we have to do with the property rights. But we should be entirely happy. But the property rights thing opened my eyes up to the fact that, I got an 11-year-old son. He's inheriting a cesspool. He's going to be living in a Soviet gulag-style country unless his dad can wake up enough people to turn this back. And that's why this has become my mission. And I've reached the point, especially with the passage on Friday in the Senate of Senate Bill 1867, which can jail Americans without cause, without due process, for any reason, anytime, anywhere, and authorizes torture and execution. when that happened on Friday, I said, well, okay, my government has declared war on me. My government has declared war on the American people. So now I'm changing my stance. I have been proactive in saying use the legal system. Let's be calm. Let's be responsible. Let's use the process to straighten these problems out. I'm beginning to have the opinion that when our legal representatives turn on the American people the way they did on Friday, they have lost the right to govern us. We have been hijacked by an illegitimate group of people, and it's time now for us to stand up and do whatever we need to do to take our country back. And people will ask me, well, Dave, are you talking about violent revolution? Well, to that question, I say no. But if you want me to take my government back from the people that have hijacked it and running it illegitimately, I'll be the first person in line.
Wow. I thought I'd just leave that hang there for a second. We had that conversation last night, and we do talk the truth here. I guess it's just the Marge Simpson voice does give us a little levity at the break time here. So we need to thank our advertisers. We're going to come back and talk about that Senate bill for all those of you that are running to your computer to look it up. We'll be here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
I was rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell. Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And all the good times really over for good.
Wow. Not if we can help it.
Hey, so you're, wow, that was powerful. Another great selection, Bob.
Another North State resident.
Yep, Merle Haggard. So you're joining We the People Radio at 1460 KCNR. Before we get back to our speaker, we were talking about all the personal private property rights being abolished. And
Dave was talking about a lady in Georgia, and he's fighting his battles in Arizona, and Oscar Braun is fighting it in Half Moon Bay, and the
folks in Siskiyou County are fighting it everywhere.
And the hotel that I was referencing earlier with the retired couple was in Tennessee. So it's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Yeah.
We have Kay on the line. She has a question for you, but Dave, make a point, because we've got to go back to that Senate bill, okay? Make a note. Kay, are you in there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Fire away.
This is a very interesting program. One thing I'd like to ask Dave about, and it's sort of getting off what it is now, off the topic now, but how come all that property that was bought for the superhighway, especially through Texas, how come, I mean, the only person who really talked about it was Dr. Corsi, and nobody, I mean, there were no revolts about people having their property bought. I mean, I don't think it was owned by the National Park Service.
No, I'm having a hard time hearing. I think I got the gist of things. Okay, so let me just say this. With regard to the property in Texas, the Texas State Legislature passed a series of very controversial anti-property rights legislation that helped them ferment the Trans-Texas Corridor. First of all, they leased the land out to King Juan Carlos of Spain, prominent international banker as well. And for Texans who had already paid taxes on the construction of these highways, he's allowed to fleece them at the toll booths. As far as the acquisition of property, the legislature there did a lot of controversial things, such as the 90-day quick take.
Right.
They would announce a route going through a particular area. They'd come in and lowball mostly farmers, and they would offer maybe a third of what the land was worth, and the clock started ticking up to 90 days. In the 90 days, if the farmer and the Trans-Texas Corridor Commission had not reached an agreement on the purchase of the land went into receivership and was awarded to the Trans-Texas Corridor, and the farmer got nothing. So a lot of times farmers would sue, and of course the other side would enter into legal delaying tactics and getting corrupt judges to grant continuances, and they'd get up to the 89th day, and these people were often getting a fourth, a fifth, or a tenth of the value of their land.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep it quiet, the Trans-Texas Corridor Commission also hired an Australian firm called Macquarie that came in, and they purchased up a lot of the advertising on local stations, even bought newspapers along the planned routes to keep the issue quiet, to keep people from organizing. So
well,
they even attempted to have a media blackout.
Didn't the state legislature vote against it? And then Perry overturned it as governor?
There's been a lot of twists and turns. I've read three times now that the TTC, the Trans-Texas Commission, is dead, only to be revived, only to be called something else, only to be revived again in its original name. And I believe it's back in its present form, or its original form, I should say. But it's kind of hard to know the players without a scorecard, because they just changed the names and a few of the tactics, but the onslaught of stealing people's properties is still going on in Texas.
Well, have they stopped? I sort of got an impression that they had sort of stopped their construction on it. I mean, they made a lot of mess, and then they stopped.
Yeah, they have, and so they announced, and then you read that they've started again.
Oh.
Now, I've talked to my good friend Bob Dacey, who's also served as a guest host for the Alex Jones Show, and Bob tells me it's just simply to throw the media and the people off track. They'll stop for a while when they get public resistance. They'll change the name of what they're doing. They'll announce it's dead, and then they'll just start back up again when things are quieted down.
They're kind of like Acorn. They just go over underground for a while.
Exactly. That's a good analogy.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope everything works out for you. I hope you don't have to keep fighting for the rest of your life.
Well, Kay, I'm afraid that the I'm afraid
I've
the
resolved,
afraid
I've
the answer
resigned myself
to that.
To the fact that this is a permanent battle. Yeah, the bottom line is, and this is what I know too. Fundamentally, if we could take this country back and elect someone like Ron Paul and get the government to follow the Constitution and not communitarian law, my private property rights battle would effectively be over.
And
so, you know, I'm trying to go to the root of the problem, but the issue that I'm fighting right now is much more important than my personal property rights. I mean, this is my life savings. This is my life and my family's future. But there's a bigger issue here, the future of our country. I mean, there are people that are running this government that plan to do us harm. And, I mean, in every way you can think of, they plan to do us harm. And I used to think statements like that were ludicrous and stated by the fringe, but I've seen too much proof of it. I don't know if you guys, I don't imagine you've covered anything on what's in the vaccines.
Oh, Aaron and I were just talking about that, actually.
I have an awesome cassette tape a lady just gave me about that.
I used to think that kind of discussion was for the tinfoil hat community.
No.
But when you have MF59 and squalene in the flu vaccine, and now I found that in the flu vaccine patent, they also have Borrelius, which is the active ingredient in Lyme disease. You have to ask yourself, why? Why are they doing this? Why are they putting mercury in the vaccines? So now what, at autism used to be 1 in 20,000 kids,
right.
And now it's 1 in 56.
And, you know,
of course, there's no connection, according to the CDC. But the CDC owns part of the patent for the flu vaccine.
Well, and it's almost totally impossible to make a claim about it. If you have a problem from a vaccine, it's because it's not politically correct. Plus, if they found that you were correct, then we're so litigious, we'd have all these court cases. And
well, the judges are totally corrupt. And in fact, I should probably mention this: we're really changing our legal structure by default, right before our eyes. Rather than judges following constitutional law, and the really property rights are at the heart of this, they're following European communitarian law. In fact, more and more of our Supreme Court decisions cite communitarian law decisions coming out of the EU. And communitarian law, which really has its roots in the UN, basically says you have basic human rights. But unlike constitutional rights, where our constitutional rights are given to us by the Almighty, communitarian law says that your rights are given to you when it's in the common, or like I like to say, the communist interest. And who decides what's in the communist interest? Well, the elite who are running that society. So they can give you free speech, and they can take your free speech away. They can grant you personal property rights, and they can steal your land overnight. And we're going into a communitarian law system now which does not honor the Constitution. And people are so frustrated because government's not following the Constitution. I don't think they realize what's at the root of what's going on. And if you go to UN.org, that's United Nations, and you read Agenda 21, and you start reading about communitarian law and the views they have on things like property rights, parental rights, it's everything that's happening in this country begins to make sense, because Agenda 21 has invaded every community in our country.
Absolutely.
Marge?
Marge says, absolutely. All right, Dave, when we come back, before we take our news break, we have to talk about the Senate bill.
And thank you, Kay.
And thank you, Kay, for calling. And that was a great exchange, because the Trans-Texas Corridor is one of those things that people have marginalized and said that it was a, you know, it really didn't happen that way. But there's way too much information out there.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for weighing in on that on our side for us. We're going to take a quick break. We're here on WeThePeopleRadio.us. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
Furniture for life. Huber's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
The giant in-store warehouse pre-holiday sale is on at Kubler's Furniture. Going on now for 8 days of dramatic savings through Kubler's Furniture's vast inventory, including a direct buy special on recliners priced at just $177. Save 5% more when you pay cash and save 5% when you haul it yourself. The savings add up. That direct buy recliner just dropped to $159 with those discounts. Amazing! And that's just one example of how you save. Save throughout the store on a huge selection of quality Broyhill sofas, chairs, tables, bedroom suites, recliners, dining room suites, sleepers, and mattresses from Simmons. Kubler's pre-holiday sale going on now through December 4th. 8 days only of dramatic savings.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
The pre-holiday sale is going on now at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, located at 1894 Cherry Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, on the sound of the overtime, is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, because I'm moving out.
Okay, before we close up our first hour of We the People Talk Radio with Mr. Dave Hodges, Dave, can we cut right to the Senate bill?
We can cut right to the Senate bill because they're cutting right to us.
Exactly.
Since the 1990s, NORTHCOM has been going into small, quote, volunteer communities and practicing gun confiscation, removing people from their homes. The DOD has even gone as far to hire actors and actresses to protest these actions to desensitize the people in NORTHCOM to citizens making claims like, I'm an American citizen, you can't do that, this is against the Constitution, what would you do if it was your family? And they train these people to still haul these people out of their homes. Well, to jump forward to today, with Senate Bill 1867 having passed now 93-7 on its way to the House, where I assume it's going to pass, this gives NORTHCOM, in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, the right for the military to be on the streets, to have illegal checkpoints, illegal seizures of people from their homes, like the old Soviet-style group that secret police that took people to the gulags, like Solzhenitsyn was in, just like the East German Stasi, just like the Nazis in the German Enabling Act. And when you look at this, this is what America is becoming. This is total tyranny. I call it trickle-down tyranny because it's going to visit all our communities. And people like myself, and unfortunately, Aaron and Elizabeth, people like you, are going to be among the first who are taken because we're the ones who are speaking out.
I've had a good life.
I'm planning on fighting.
That's what I've pretty much resolved myself to. I won't get on a FEMA bus and go to a camp.
And
if the people out there are listening, you know, to this for the first time, and they don't think it's true, they need to go online because they have to go online to get it because True TV won't carry it. You've got that show on the FEMA camps from Conspiracy Theory and Jesse Ventura. It's been banned from TV by the federal government because it's true, and they show camps that have barbed wire facing in that are fully staffed. Now, what the heck are they there for? Well, they're there because they knew Senate Bill 1867 was coming down the pike. And not only does this bill allow for the illegal and permanent detention of American citizens, it also allows for torture and execution. And, of course, there is a part in there that the government's saying, well, American citizens are exempted. Yeah, they're exempted if America isn't declared a battleground. But in the bill, America is declared a battleground. So the exemption for American citizens is null and void, and all of us who speak out against this tyrannical government are now at risk for this.
So for all the people who say that that's not really what the bill is about, help them help them figure that out.
You know, hey, go back to sleep, you know, keep watching Wolf Blitzer on CNN, and all is well. That's what I would say to those people.
Yeah, and what was the guise that it was, you know, what was the whole purpose of it, the stated purpose
of the
bill?
Well, because the biggest threat to America now is domestic terrorism. They've kind of, since they're installing Al-Qaeda to run Libya, they very well can't count Al-Qaeda as one of our enemies. So what they instead are doing now is saying, if you're a returning vet, you're a terrorist. Read the MEAC report. It's right there in Homeland Security documents. If you support the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, you're a Ron Paul supporter. If you're against Goldman Sachs and the banksters, you are a domestic terrorist in the eyes of the MEAC report.
Hmm. And
if you store food, if you have guns,
oops.
If you advocate for personal property rights, you are a domestic terrorist. It's right there in Homeland Security documents. I couldn't make this stuff up.
Yeah, no. And and everybody who's listening to this is going, hey, wait a minute, that's me too. Tell people what you were telling me last night about Rockefeller when he voted.
Oh, yeah. I was watching a rerun of the C-SPAN, on C-SPAN of the vote, and they were calling people up to the podium, and they do their thing, and then they went to vote, and they go, and the speaker said, Mr. Rockefeller, and he went up there and cast his vote like he had just won the Super Bowl. This is total war on the American people. Congress has a 9% approval rating. They cast their die with the New World Order and the globalist bankers against the American people. Congress is now the enemy of the people.
And now that bill began in the Senate?
Yes.
And now
there is a House equivalent, and of course, you know, you got to go through the conference committees and make sure every I is dotted and the commas are in the right place. But listen, when you have congressmen that are, so many of them are on the take, I mean, they've self-admitted insider trading on 60 Minutes, Nancy Pelosi, hey, we're Congress, we're allowed to do it. We're allowed to break the laws that you'll go to jail for. When you have that many people on the take, I think the passage of this bill in the House is a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. So we have just a couple minutes here before we have to take a news break. You want to wade in a little bit on our Goldman Sachs talk, carry people across the hour, and then come back and hit it hard after?
Yeah, we could hit it hard. I'll just set up the organizational structure. Goldman Sachs runs Wall Street. Goldman Sachs and Wall Street run the Federal Reserve. They're basically one and the same. They own the media. They own the top six corporations through their membership of the media. And they're destroying Europe as we speak. They're bringing down the euro, which is going to have a domino effect, which is going to cascade right into this country. We're going to be brought down because we're the last bastion of freedom on this planet. And we are going to be taken down, and we're going to be taken down hard. Senate Bill 1867 and Goldman Sachs are related because they're both headed towards the same purpose, which is the total subjugation and destruction of this constitutional republic. When we come back, I'll be happy to get into all that.
Oh, man. Well, Bob's telling us we've got 2 minutes to fiddle
around.
We've got
2 minutes.
We've got
2 minutes
to goof off.
Let me start with something that'll show you just how evil Goldman Sachs is.
Oh, we like
now,
that.
Now, people, you better put your coffee down, okay, because you're going to spit it out when I say this. Goldman Sachs planned and executed the Gulf oil spill. I've written a 6-part series, and now coming in with the next part this month, where I have clear and irrefutable proof of the financial dealings that in any reasonable court of law would convict Lloyd Blankenfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, and Peter D. Sutherland, the non-executive CEO of Goldman Sachs, formerly the CEO of British Petroleum, for conspiring to blow up the Deepwater Horizon oil rig as evidenced by their financial prepositionings. And I'll just give you one big teaser before we go into the break. You've got Goldman Sachs that pulled $453 million of stock out of BP 2 weeks before. BP's CEO, Hayward, pulled his money out 2 weeks before. And Goldman Sachs engaged in a whole series of financial prepositionings that made Halliburton and BP and Goldman Sachs a boatload of money. And if you'd like, I'll go through this whole scenario to tell you what Goldman Sachs and the New World Order crowd stand to gain from what they've done to the Gulf.
Fantastic. When we come back, that's where we're starting. Before we escape here, though, give people the name of your website.
The website, I don't have a personal one. I know, shame on me. We're working on it. The website that I operate out of is www.republicbroadcasting.org. And we're on 50 stations, but if you're not on a station near you, we're not on a station near you, you can always catch us, you know, on the Listen Live button on our website. And we're on our shows on every Sunday night, 9 to 11 Central, and I believe that's, what, 7 to 9 p.m. your time every Sunday night.
Perfect. We'll get it online. Be right back with you in 5 minutes here at We the People Radio.
The news is next here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. There's a reshuffling of the Republican deck now that Herman Cain has suspended his presidential run. So let's go live to Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso.
Karen, one of the candidates vying to pick up Herman Cain's supporters is Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who tells Fox News Sunday.
Beginning yesterday, our office had call after call after call of people who wanted to switch over and come and support me because people realized that I'm the true Tea Party candidate in the race.
And just weeks before the Iowa caucuses, the Des Moines Register is out with a poll that shows former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Texas Congressman Ron Paul, and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney leading among GOP presidential contenders in the state, where Michelle Bachmann won the Ames straw poll in August. Karen?
Thank you, Jeff. Congress is still kicking around the idea of extending the payroll tax cut. Two bills, I should say, that would have extended it failed in the Senate last week. Republican from Oklahoma, Senator Tom Coburn, says the nation simply can't afford it.
The principle that you would, in fact, create a tax cut and then say you're going to pay for it over 10 years is exactly why we're bankrupt as a nation.
But Democrat from North Dakota, Kent Conrad, says a plan will be introduced by tomorrow by the Democratic leadership that would pay for the cut.
It'll be paid for? It'll be paid for in a way that's credible and serious. It will represent a compromise from what was voted on last week, and that it's a serious attempt to move this ball forward.
Both senators were on Fox News Sunday. The U.S. Postal Service is in pretty dire straits. It's facing bankruptcy, and now the USPS is planning to push ahead with big cuts to first-class mail starting in the spring. Delivery will be slower, and for the first time in decades, there won't be a chance of having stamped letters arriving the next day. We'll be learning more about the cuts tomorrow when the Postal Service releases the details. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The Willis Report is on. Smart, trusted, and on point. Jerry Willis gives it to you straight.
It's not what we were promised, not by a long shot. Certainly, I think people are going to be keeping an eye on this.
Investigating top business stories, outing corporate scams, and policing D.C. policy.
I wish the Congress would feel the obligation to actually explain it to us.
Jerry Willis, uncovering the real stories behind the business headlines.
It's going to be shocking.
Check in with the Willis Report on the Fox Business Network. Judge Napolitano is on the case, policing big government, exposing bureaucrats, safeguarding your rights.
The Constitution was written to limit the government. When politicians cross that line, I'll be there.
The judge is taking the toughest issues head on. Exclusive interviews, hard-hitting investigations. The one show delivering a message straight to D.C.'s power players.
From Capitol happenings to Supreme Court surprises, we're in the middle of it all.
Catch Freedom Watch weeknights at 8 Eastern, only on Fox Business, the power to prosper.
Another late night for Occupy protesters and police. This one was in Portland, Oregon.
Riot police moved into a downtown park area and arrested 19 anti-Wall Street protesters last night after they refused to get out. Protest leader Jordan Ledoux claims as many as 30 were apprehended.
The police removed us from there with quite a bit of force. We decided we were just going to march around, and we marched all over downtown, and we came back to the square that they kicked us out of.
Occupy Portland demonstrators set up tents in a portion of the park, vowing to stay through the winter, defying city officials who said overnight camping will not be allowed. Salji and Greg. So, Fox News Radio.
A spokesman for the University of Texas says a man has been found dead at a campsite being used by Occupy Denton protesters. The Dallas Morning News says police found the body after someone called authorities. The encampment was otherwise empty when police arrived. The man is not being publicly identified, although he is believed to have been part of those protests. From the beach to the lecture hall.
San Diego and surfing fused in the public mind in the form of Jeff Spicoli, Sean Penn's stone surfer character in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying,
Hey, bud, let's party.
But San Diego State University, hoping to counter that image and do scholarly work on what's become the multi-billion-dollar surf industry, has founded the first-of-its-kind Center for Surf Research. Its aim is to build a database and spread awareness of surfing's evolution from beach counterculture to global industry. Its founder estimates surf fever has caught on in more than 100 countries, with surf tourism a top income generator everywhere from Papua New Guinea to Liberia. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
In Jacksonville, Florida, a small plane developed engine trouble and was forced to make an emergency landing on Interstate 295. No one was hurt when the private plane touched down on the southbound side of the highway. Two people were aboard. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You're joining us for Hour 2 of We the People Talk Radio. We're at KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. You're joining Aaron Elizabeth and Bob Martin, and our very special guest, Mr. Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show.
And you're going to want to email this show to your friends. So go to wethepeopleradio.us, click on the link for this program, and as things update, that page will update as well. But get that out to folks. It'll be on the archive here in a couple hours probably.
You're sounding better, Squeaky.
I'm back there in
Marge.
You know, we can get a lot done with honey. You know, maybe we need to dump honey on the government. Maybe you take the edge off of them, too.
Sweeten them up a little bit.
Oh, man.
I think they prefer cocaine.
Oh, well, you know, I've never tried
that.
That's
a whole other thing, Fast and Furious. If we have time, we can touch that, too. But I'm living right in the middle of it. I've actually interviewed some of the gun store owners who were made to ship guns and sell guns to the Sinaloa cartel. And they were told if they talked publicly, the feds would come after them.
Nice.
They said, we'll come in and bust you for every violation we can find. But anyway, you want me to go back to that outrageous statement I made about Goldman Sachs?
Yes, we're really excited about that one.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, too. I just didn't fall off the turnip truck and land on my head this morning. I actually teach students, and I've taught a number of classes how to do their dissertations. I know how to do research. I'm not good at everything, but I'm very good at that. And everything that I'm saying here, I've documented a lot on News with Views, and people can go check out my series called The Great Gulf Coast Holocaust. And the most explosive part is coming out in 2 weeks. And to you little globalists who are listening who'd like to suicide me, sorry, that article's already out in several hands, and we're holding it for the right moment. But anyway, having said that disclaimer, Goldman Sachs actually set up Transocean that owned the oil rig as a Cayman Island corporation to make them immune from prosecution from the United States. Transocean hired Halliburton. They were working on the precise area of the oil rig that blew up, and there's a lot of controversy surrounded there, but the circumstantial evidence says clearly it was blown up. It was no accident. It's still leaking today. And then you get into, gee, what did Goldman Sachs have to do with this? Besides dumping their stock in a demonstration of foreknowledge, they also, through one of their shell corporations, Vanguard 1 and Vanguard 2, allowed President Obama to make $85 million off the spill. And I'm going to be detailing that in the article on how that was done. I have the documents from the executive branch disclosures, which you can no longer get, by the way. And I think because I've been too public about this. But Goldman Sachs also facilitated Transocean double insuring their own rig, so they made $275 million off of the explosion. They also are involved in Corexit. Nalco Corporation is the company that manufactures Corexit, and Goldman Sachs is a half-owner of Nalco. So this carpet bombing of Corexit, which causes cancer, leukemia, respiratory problems, terrible skin rashes, it's a slow-burn genocide for the 40 million people in the Gulf. And you really should have on a lady named Kendra Arneson from the Gulf. She's the Erin Brockovich of that area, and she details just how bad it is there, and it's not being covered by the mainstream media. But this Corexit being carpet bombed on the Gulf is making more money for the BP executives on the board of Nalco, as well as Goldman Sachs through a subsidiary Nalco, and they're making a whole load of money on this Corexit. Same thing's happening in New Zealand, and you haven't heard that in our media.
Of course, ABC News in Australia reports it. Fox News in Australia reports it, but they don't report it here in America. But I'm in contact with people in New Zealand where they have had a BP freighter crash and there's a massive oil leak there, and their spraying corrects it, which is banned in 19 countries. And if you look at Goldman Sachs' role in this, it's financial through and through and through. They're big investors in algae farms, as are George Soros, Warren Buffett, Al Gore, and these algae farms are now proliferating along the coast. Now, how did they start? Well, the Gulf is becoming a huge dead zone. Corrects it, takes out the CO2 and creates the dead zone. And algae is being purposely grown in the dead zone areas on the coast, all along the Gulf Coast, all up and down the eastern seaboard. One of my researchers, Diana Hunter, discovered this information and forwarded it to me. And what is algae going to be used for? Well, it's the next biofuel craze. So Goldman Sachs will make money on the front end from taking money out and making money on the spill and the cleanup and so forth. And they're going to make major bucks on the algae farms that are proliferating. But it's even better. The other half owner of Nalco, the manufacturer of Corexit, is the Apollo Alliance, which is owned by the economy destroyer George Soros. And when you follow the money trail from George Soros and his Goldman Sachs partners like Peter Blood, it ends up in the Joyce Foundation. Well, President Obama and senior White House advisor Valerie Jarrett were on the Joyce Foundation when they created the Chicago Climate Exchange. And this is why I believe Obama was made the president, because he is the climate change king, and the control of all energy is the goal of the globalists, and cap and trade through this phony climate change nonsense is the way to do it. Well, the Joyce Foundation, when you follow this money trail, and its Goldman Sachs partners created the Chicago Climate Exchange, of which Goldman Sachs is a huge investor in, and the Chicago Climate Exchange is the biggest carbon trading scheme in the world. And if you look at what's happening in the Gulf, they're setting this up to be a climate change, basically, they're going to be planting trees. They're going to be going green as much as they can, and that'll be the algae. And I'll reference as proof of this is to what Goldman Sachs is involved in Uganda. This was reported in the New York Times on September 25th. Uganda is burning down its own villages with the help of cap-and-trade companies out of Britain, sponsored by Goldman Sachs. And they come in, they burn down the villages, and they say the people are trespassers, even though they've had these homes for 150 years and their families, and they're planting trees as carbon offsets. So this kind of ecological destruction that was fermented and planned by Goldman Sachs, they're profiting on front end, back end, and the future. They are doing this all over the planet. They're doing it now in New Zealand, and it started there, and the New Zealand people are just beginning to figure it out. I'm going to have a couple of people on from their group in late January, early February, to discuss this. So, yeah, Goldman Sachs is really the root of all evil. And if you want to go over to Europe and you're looking at how the European collapse, Euro is being collapsed, Super Mario Monti, who's running Italy now into the ground, he's a Goldman Sachs guy. The guy who's destroying the Greek economy is a Goldman Sachs guy. They control the IMF. They control most of the Euro large banks. And they're going to collapse it into one big mega bank. In fact, the Vatican really has really signaled this in advance when the Vatican about a month ago came out and says, well, we need a one world economy. We need a one world bank. And Goldman Sachs is there. They run the treasury. You know, Rubin, you've got Henry Paulson, you got Tiny Tim Geithner. They're all Goldman Sachs. In fact, let me go to MF Global for a second. MF Global is a shell corporation of Goldman Sachs run by John Corzine, or I should say run into the ground by John Corzine, former New Jersey governor, ex-Goldman Sachs man. John Corzine saw that $3 billion from 50,000 American investor private accounts was illegally absconded with. The money is missing. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Corzine should be in prison with Bernie Madoff, as in Madoff with all the money. Because Corzine facilitated this whole thing, and his partner, ex-Goldman Sachs guy, the CFT chair, who's supposed to oversee this, the federal overseer, Gary the Gangster Gensler, isn't even looking into this. $3 billion stolen from private American accounts from people like Gerald Celente and the federal government and the agency responsible for the oversight is all Goldman Sachs people aren't looking into this. And I think the reason why, Corzine gave a $35,000 per plate fundraiser for Barack Obama last month. So what I said at the beginning of your show, we have a criminal group of banksters who have hijacked our government. I think you're beginning to see what I'm talking about.
You know, this is going to sound off topic, but sometimes I sit here and I think, when you look at the whole global situation, what must God be thinking right now?
Well, it's interesting you would bring this up, because as I've characterized this to my closest friends and to my close family members who have followed this, this is a fight between good and evil. When you look at the roots of this, and I hate to use the word Illuminati because I feel like I need to put a tinfoil hat on, but when you look at these people, they are satanic. They're into the pagan religion Gaia, which is professed by the UN. It underlies the environmental movement where man doesn't have dominion of all. Dominion of all is supposed to have control of man, and this is why you're seeing such egregious property and water rights confiscations in the West, and really all through our country now. So, yeah, this is a fight between good and evil. And the forces, in my opinion, I'm Christian by background, I think the forces of Satan have reared their ugly head, and they're making their move. And, you know, we never know the final days according to the Bible, but I think there's a pretty good case that could be made. We're living in them.
Yeah, and if we're not, we're at least looking at what they would look like. There is so much on so many fronts. I was talking to somebody last night at the Christmas party, and she said, well, there's just, you can't learn about all this stuff. It's impossible to learn about all of it. And, you know, it's obviously very, very true. And I said, you know, you ought to just pick something. Pick something that you're interested in. Pick something that's in a field that you know something about, mm-hmm. or that affects you personally. Follow that. Don't follow everything.
Although it's interesting because there's a common thread.
We'll leave that to you, Dave, so you can weave it all together for us in a nice big
fabric. Well, no, I totally agree, Aaron, with what you're saying. My news director, Annie DeRiso, and I have had this discussion many times, and we've talked about how we wake the country up to the criminal enterprise that's running the show now. And it's our opinion, just like you said, you can enter the house through a number of doors. And once you're in the house, you begin to see everything else that's happening. For me, you know, life was beautiful until I realized that I could lose everything that I've ever worked for in my life because someone wants to build an international corridor and they don't want to pay me for my land. And then from there, I found all these other things. And I want to stress here that, you know, maybe I'm not mentally stable. Maybe a case can be made for that as people listen to me talk for the first time today in your area. But I'll say this, I know how to do research, and I can prove everything I say. And in the articles I've already written in the Great Gulf Coast Holocaust, where I really attack Ken Feinberg as being on the take, and he was the man who was supposed to distribute the funds from BP for restitution. The guy's an absolute criminal, and he also has Goldman Sachs ties. I invite these people to sue me. If I'm not telling the truth here, if my research is not good, if I'm just making this up, these people should come back and sue me.
But you know
what,
Dave? They
should sue me for libel and slander, and I wouldn't have to worry about the government stealing my land. It could be taken through me, from me through the civil process.
You know,
I can prove everything that I've said today.
Darren and I were talking about how much we're enjoying listening to you speak. And the thing is, we've been doing this show long enough, and we're getting enough people on that are sounding exactly like you. They're intelligent. They're educated. They do know how to do research. They can back up what they're saying, and they have the personal experiences to illustrate what's going on. So, you can keep that tinfoil hat off.
Well, there are way too many people coming at it. You know, it's like anything else. Did you ever see that movie where they showed a scenario? An assassination. And they showed it from a bunch of vantage points, seven.
Oh, Vantage Point.
I think it was called Vantage Point.
It's Vantage Point. I have that movie.
Yeah. And at first I thought, well, kind of feel like I'm watching Groundhog Day, you know, just the same thing over and over and over. But every single person's view picked up different pieces of the puzzle, but it was the same puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very much what we're looking at now. Everyone we have on, regardless of where they are, you start watching the wording intersects, the companies intersect, and the bottom line intersects. The bottom line is about a removal of liberty and freedom and an infringement on property. So we better take
If people would just look into Goldman Sachs, if they would look into BP and Exxon, and then, of course, Monsanto and TEPCO, which is, you know, basically running the nuclear power industry of the planet, they would begin to see very quickly how the New World Order has launched an all-out war against the common man.
When we come back and we talk some more about Ken Feinberg, I was interested in that piece there of the puzzle. We're going to be back with Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show. And we should just call it from the land of common sense. How's that? You can be the king of the land of common sense, Dave.
I don't like royalty, but thank you.
We like it. You could be our kind of royalty. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Say, live and let die.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialist in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Now I see all these big shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions and it's up to me and you to come running to the rescue. Well, pardon me if I don't shed a tear, 'cause they're selling make-believe and we don't buy that here.
shutting Detroit's down.
And there you have it, folks. I think that song pretty much sums it up. Welcome back to We the People Radio. We're talking to Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show. And, you know, before we got off air, before this break, we were talking about people becoming a little bit overwhelmed by all the stuff coming at them and encouraging people to take it in bite-sized pieces. But in the big picture, the thread runs the same through all of it. It's amazing how all those pieces come together. No matter what you're doing, you start to hear the same terminology. You start running into the same people.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. Doesn't matter where you live.
Mm-mm. Agenda 21 used to be something nobody had ever heard of. It's almost becoming mainstream.
Yeah, now you have people, you know, regular people that are like, have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Because they think they're the only ones.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
You know, actually, I interviewed Brian Sussman, who has a big talk show in the Bay Area. And Brian freely uses the term Agenda 21 on his show. So you're right, it is reaching the mainstream. But see, this is how far it's come, though. The globalists don't care that we're finding out. And that's why they're making their move. Now, I'm interviewing Jim Mars tonight, you know, famed author. And it's his opinion that the New World Order is having a problem and they're fragmenting with a lot of infighting. And we're going to explore that. And he thinks this is what's behind us going into World War III, which we should probably talk about. He thinks it's what's behind all this, the rapidity of change that we're seeing across the board. I mean, the globalists used to try to hide their actions. If you talked about the Trilateral Commission, you were crazy. Now they openly have press conferences where they have the Trilateral Commission in the background on CNN. So they've come out of the closet. In fact, Zbigniew Brzezinski told the Bilderbergers 2 years ago that the people are starting to wake up and we better make our move quickly, which is what they're doing.
Well, you know, and if we all make a lot of noise and stomp our feet and shout from the rooftops, then they know exactly who to put in those concentration camps.
Yeah, but there's way too many of us. See, my answer to everything, Dave, is we need more numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read the depopulation quotes from the environmental people?
I've read a lot of them. I don't know if I've read all of them, but I've read a bunch of them.
Okay, well, if you've read a few, then you've got the gist of all, like Ted Turner in Audubon Magazine in 1997 calling for a 90% reduction in human population.
Yeah, that's not severe.
On the record saying the same thing.
Is that
thing.
So he can buy more land?
Good question.
Who's he
but, you know, isn't it interesting that these globalists have all moved to China?
Really?
Are you aware of that?
No. What?
Oh, Turner, Gates, they have their homes here, but they have their homes in China because I think they're seeing what's coming. And I'll go back to Senate Bill 1867. I think they want to be out of harm's way before the proverbial poop hits the fan.
Wow. It's okay. We can say crap. We usually find a way to work it in.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for playing
well, you know,
right into
probably
our hands
talk
there.
About I think we should talk about the Third World War here, too, because this is part of the globalist plan. The scenario that I see unfolding, and I take my page out of history, and I'm just looking at past historical events. First, when a tyrannical government comes into play, they strip the people of their constitutional rights. They create a series of false flag crises from which they now take away free speech and they disarm the population. And then the real fun begins when they go after who they perceive to be the dissidents. And they motivate through the media and through public information that the dissidents are bad for the country at stake. So this is what we're seeing here. And oftentimes a war will accompany and a depression will accompany the fact that people will accept extreme measures from their government as long as their government promises to put food on their table. So we're clearly in a depression. It's only going to get a lot worse. But I think the real linchpin, the real head domino that's going to really knock down all the other dominoes is going to be a financial collapse. And that's being engineered in Europe right now through Goldman Sachs take over the Euro banks, and they're going to collapse them into one bank, and then we're next. And as we really begin to go down the tubes financially, then we're going to see the Third World War commence. And the chess pieces are already in place. You've got a situation in the Middle East where Russia has moved its warships into Syria. Israel has already openly talked about attacking Iran and the Knesset, and Netanyahu has sought and gained permission from the Knesset to do so. We have sent a carrier task force to the Persian Gulf. China, through one of their generals and their media, threatened a third world war that would be nuclear if we did anything to Pakistan or Iran. So it's just like World War One. The alliances are set, the chess pieces are in place, and you only need one provocative incident like an Archduke Ferdinand incident to set this whole thing off. But I don't think the war is going to start until more financial hard times come to America. And Annie and I were talking about this, my news director and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago about what that might be. I think it's the Bank of America guarantee, and I don't know if you've covered this on your show, but the Federal Reserve guaranteed the derivatives debt for Bank of America to $79 trillion. Now, there's not $79 trillion in this country, but then the FDIC underwrote the agreement, which means you and I as American taxpayers are on the hook for the $79 trillion Bank of America debt. They can't possibly pay this off. They absolutely have no chance. And what happens to a country when they can't meet their financial obligation? All you have to do to look at this is, what did the World Bank do to Bolivia when Bolivia defaulted on World Bank loans to modernize their water infrastructure? Well, they took over the entire infrastructure of the country. And this is what we're going to see here in America, because I think the B of A derivatives guarantee from the FDIC is going to be the catalyst that's going to take this country down economically, as well as the banking collapse that will come to the Federal Reserve. It'll be a two-pronged attack. Then we'll go to war. That'll be the great distraction. And then we'll see people like you and I headed off to the camps. That would be my projected scenario right now.
Sounds like...
Well, at least I know what to plan for.
Exactly, and what to wear.
Well, the playbook has been written before, ladies. If you look at just what history is, you know, how the Soviets did it, how the Chinese did it with Mao, you know, if you just look at how it's been done before, it's pretty easy to predict their next move.
You guys all have 2 minutes on this break to go on to Netflix and rent the movie Wag the Dog. then you'll know exactly what this is going to look like. God bless America. Okay, so we're going to take a quick two-minute break. We're going to come back with Dave because we don't want to jam him up here in the last half hour because he's totally on a roll and people are super enjoying this. So hang with us here. We'll be right back. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
This is George Norrie with Ghost of Ghost. I mean, I'm sorry, Aaron and Elizabeth with We the People Radio.
It's Art Bell.
Hey, so we were just...
From the Kingdom of Mount Shasta.
So perfect. Just make sure that whatever camp you put Aaron in doesn't have dogs and cats.
Yeah, I'm allergic to dogs and cats, by the way, and I can't eat peanut butter either.
Yeah, so no
peanuts. I have a lot of needs in my deal, but it's interesting because, Dave, we have one lady on here, she said... Because I told people, I go, you guys are going to like this program. This is going to be a hot one. And she says, wow, it's lucky I listen with headphones. This would scare the crap out of my kids. So you are reaching the you are reaching the masses at the moment.
Hey, so what do you think about the fact that the Federal Reserve is bailing out these other countries and their governments are turning around and using that money to buy gold?
Well, it tells you that they plan to collapse the system, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Yeah, I mean, why would you go into gold? I mean, isn't that a great racket? I'd love to have that. I have a printing press in my basement. I print all the money I want, and I go out and buy gold so I can turn it into real wealth.
Yeah.
What a great scam the Federal Reserve is allowed to engage in.
Yeah, it's like using
monopoly
money to buy
gold. The Federal Reserve is dominated by, guess who?
Goldman Sachs.
Oh,
is it surprising? Can we talk about a couple of solutions that I would like to throw out?
What's MF and MF Global stand for?
Yeah, somebody said you were going to tell us about that, what the MF was for.
I don't think I can say that.
We're kidding.
Yeah, okay.
That was also in the chat room. Elizabeth, stop reading the chat.
I had to throw that in. Okay, go ahead. You're on, Dave.
Well, one of the things I advocated for prior to Black Friday was to ignore Black Friday or to shop at local merchants. You look at the slave labor market that basically underlies the capital of Walmart. If we keep supporting these chain stores, they're going to have us all in chains. And we need to support our local merchants. The other thing I would advocate is tomorrow, go down to your bank, take your money out of B of A, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, and put it into your local credit union or your local bank. Convert it into gold, buy gold and silver coins. We need to take as much resource as we can out of the system. Mm-hmm. And we take that money out of the system, then it basically gives the Goldman Sachs Wall Street crowd less leverage over us. And this needs to happen now, and it needs to happen in mass. I can't stress to you that it's not 2 minutes to midnight. It's 5 minutes after midnight. We are already under a world government. We are already under a global economy that they're manipulating at their whim. And we have to take back what's ours. It's not a matter of keeping what we've got. Senate Bill 1867 is living proof that we have lost the Constitution. When you look at the pepper spraying of innocent protesters at Cal Davis, and they go up and down the line and pepper spray these people in the face, it's the same thing. We have no rights. You have no rights to protest. There's now communities wanting to charge people to get a permit to protest. So poor people need not apply. Where's the Constitution? It's gone. It's in the toilet. So if we don't begin to do things, we're going to have one choice, and that will be to fight the secret police when they come to get us to put us in their camps. We need to refuse to fight in their wars. It won't be the Goldman Sachs children that go off and fight and die in the Middle East. It'll be our children. And their children will be going to school on the blood and money of our children. And we have a choice right now. Which side do you want to support? I say support your local people. Get involved in your local government. The federal government is lost. We could unelect Congress all we want, and the next group will be just as corrupted by the corporate lobbyists as the ones that are there now. So we have to be involved locally. We have to be involved with our local merchants. We have to begin to trade and barter. We have to talk over the fences to each other. We have to attend meetings, tea party meetings, whatever you want to do. But you have to get involved now. The war has started, and the enemy is at the door.
Very much so. And You had made mention of a bunch of different things that are going on. If somebody was brand new, if this was just like they had been watching CNN the whole time with Wolf Blitzer, I hate that guy. But let's say that's their frame of reference, and they accidentally tuned into this program, and they just peeled themselves up off the kitchen floor. Where would you have them start looking? What's the quickest inroad to get somebody on the, you know, on the freeway from here?
I think with current events, look at what's being written on the net about MF Global. The money that was taken from these investors, the $3 billion, was not at-risk investments. This money had already been made, and it was in privatized, secure accounts. And MF Global and John Corzine went and stole that money and sent it to locations unknown. Now, if they can do that to 50,000 Americans to the tune of $3 billion, and the Gary Genslers of the world, the federal world, won't do anything about it, what makes you think that they're not going to do it to your bank account? Because I see a bank holiday coming. They're not going to do it to your retirement and pension. They're not going to do it to your 401k. Everything you have saved or is promised to you in your financial future is at risk, and MF Global is the proof of that.
You know what just cracks me up, honestly, is all of our public service employees that think they're safe.
Oh, yeah. The cops that have become the great tyrannizers of our country now. I have a fundamental respect for police work with the risk that they take. They run into buildings people run out of, like we like to say after 9/11. But increasingly, the cops are becoming militarized. They're falling under Homeland Security and FEMA guideline agreements. They're being trained, the new cops, and this is what the old cops tell me. The guy who ran the Columbus, Ohio Police Training Academy was on my show, and he said, unfortunately, we're given curriculum to tell the police that the people are the enemy. Well, the one thing I'd say to the cops is you think you're going to work your 20, 25 years and get your pension so you can buy all the donuts you want? Sorry, it's your pension they're going to come for as well, too. It's going to be your family they come for as well, too. None of you are safe. They're serving a corrupt New World Order, and if they don't stand up and defend the Constitution, they're going to be as big of victims as the rest of us.
Exactly.
What did Hitler do? I mean, let's take the page from history. What did he do to the brown shirts once he got into power and took over the Reichstag after burning it down? He killed them all. What do you think is going to happen to you policemen? And I'm speaking to you policemen. I'm speaking to you public officials at the local level who think Agenda 21 is a good idea. I'm speaking to you people in the military. Read the Constitution. When you are given orders to disobey the Constitution, you need to disobey that order because you will be a victim too. And if the people win, you will be held accountable, and we will have Nuremberg-type trials right here in America where we will hang these people from every lamppost if they continue to violate our rights and subjugate and kill American citizens.
I think people, if anybody misunderstands what happened, you know, we talked about that at our Rural America event we did in October, that Sally and I kind of recrafted that poem about when they came for, you know, one group after another, and then when they came for you, there was nobody to help you. I mean, the time to stand up is now. So if you don't live in rural America, stand up for them anyway. If you don't live on the Trans-Texas Corridor, stand up for them anyway.
They will come for
you. Yeah, if you don't have a bunch of money.
Well, the globalists are picking us off one at a time. You know, an area that really you guys might want to look into that I've begun to, I had a great guest on several times named Barb Peterson from Farm Wars, and she has detailed the dangers in GMO foods. First of all, the government lets them get away with not labeling the food. Secondly, we know from studies done in foreign countries on lab animals that it causes cancer and other debilitating effects, and GMOs are permeating our food supply.
And they are genetically...
Fukushima, we got radiation in the air. You guys are terribly radiated where you're at on the coast from Fukushima. We've got Corexit in the air. We have Corexit toxic rain going all the way up to the Midwest, as far north as the Canadian border. Our water is terribly polluted. I don't think I need to tell you that. I could go on and on with this, but we're, our air, our water, our food is being poisoned, and now we have the Obama death panels. I don't know if you heard
a call-in talk show. Gosh, I think it was Mark Danfer, where a neurosurgeon called in and had been at a conference, and they were referring to Obamacare and 70-year-old people that they called units, and they said, we'll give them comfort care, but we won't do anything to save their lives. And so the idea that death panels for Obamacare was a myth, no, it's not a myth. It's the real thing. These people are after population reduction. They're deindustrializing us. They're poisoning us. And you know who we're talking about? About 300 bankers. About 300 bankers, international and American, that are doing this to us.
Isn't that, I mean, you think about how many people are in the world and how many people are, I mean, talk about the minority running the show.
Sure. Got everybody running in a circle.
But they got their minions doing it. It's just like TSA. I mean, we think it's okay. I mean, if I did to people in the park what TSA does to people at the airports, I'd be in prison for 5 years. But we just accept it. We've got Viper roadblocks of Homeland Security now and Tennessee highways to, quote, protect the trick-or-treaters, where they're pulling people out of their cars and trucks and searching them.
Yeah, I've read, you know, it's
America.
Funny. I read
this
that.
This is Soviet Russia.
Wait, go back to that. What?
And I was reading.
Oh, you don't know about
that? I was reading that this week about the Tennessee highways. Is it I-40? They're literally stopping people for no reason, taking whatever they have in their vehicles for no reason, and sending them on their way. They're literally stopping them
robbing them. They're taking their cell phones illegally and downloading their contact information.
Why? Under what?
They're sending it to Homeland. Do you realize that all of us, you, I, everybody, every phone call, every talk show is being recorded by Echelon? And they have this giant database on every single American. And there's a threat assessment program where we are categorized by threats. If you wonder who they're going to come and get, this is how they're compiling the data.
See, and, you know, in my day job, I am from the government, and I am out there to help, actually. But, you know, I see so much just basic incompetence. I mean, I had a constituent who just wanted an accounting of her CalPERS contribution over a short period of time. It took a year for her to get somebody to actually send her the this one in, that one out, this one in, that one out. How tough is that? And so, you know, when you say things like, you know, they're crafting all this data bank, I'm thinking, man, I hope those guys are running it because they're knuckleheads.
Well, no, they're not. In fact, if you look at who set up Homeland Security, it was Wolf, who used to run East German Stasi. He was paid $2 million to do it. And he just died a few years ago. But we're modeling our Homeland Security based on what the East German Stasi did.
And that's a huge comfort there. I would like everyone to go get one last gulp of coffee. We will
and
be
you
back.
Might want to spice it up a little bit for the rest of the show.
You take a break from your
Happy
headphones.
Happy holidays.
Take a break from your headphones, Kay, for 2 minutes. We will be back with you in the final 15 minutes with Dave Hodges here on We the People Radio. You're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the rain that blows from the north and south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco & Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, opens 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. Brought to you by Phil's Propellers, Procure Sense, Scott Valley Bank, Blue Lake Casino and their great outdoor activity packages, Loop Rope, the all-new tie-down system, and MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
If you have a vehicle, a boat, or even a plane that needs to be transported, you need Miller Auto Transport. In the auto business for over 40 years, we take pride in the efficiency, the professionalism, and the safety of our transport teams. Unmatched by any other auto transport or carrier company in the nation, we transport to all 50 states and overseas. To find out more or to get a quote, visit our website at MillerAutoTransport.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Good one.
You know, most of our guests...
Bob made me cough.
Most of our guests just allude to things. Dave is just spitting it all out there.
I told Elizabeth, I go, God, Dave, you're like a stripper, but you come out with no clothes on at the very beginning.
That's okay, because the emperor has no clothes either, so we're in good company.
Oh, apparently we were all thinking about the same thing, nudity. We hadn't talked about that yet. That's right, we hadn't gotten any nudity, and we hit everything else.
Lots of nudity, no transparency.
Good one. Oh, my God.
It's important to maintain perspective.
Exactly. Yeah, it's funny. You know, some of the comments in the chat room are just hilarious. You got somebody who says here, we don't wonder who they're coming to get. Can they see my middle finger online?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, let me ask you a question. Up in your area, are your farmers having trouble with Monsanto?
You know, people know about the Monsanto thing, but you know what? There's a guy I ought to check with. He's a big, big grower in actually here and overseas. He's got operations all over the place. I'll find out. But no, I've not had any local...
I interviewed a guy named Percy Schmeiser, and his case is typical, where Monsanto seed blew on his property, and Monsanto went after him for $2 million, and Percy lost in court. He never bought a Monsanto product. And then he went to the Canadian Supreme Court and won by one vote. And this is typical. And typically what Monsanto is doing is they go after farmers, they do soil samples, and then they find their seed on there, whether the farmer bought it or not, the courts have upheld you're still liable. And then they enter into a partnership where they basically own part of the person's farm. This is going on through the Midwest. I just wondered if it was in the Northwest.
No, but you know, we have all sorts of other kind of weird things. And you know... Like I've got one guy, he's a grower up out of Tule Lake, and they're on a, you know, highway kind of in the middle of nowhere, not like they have any traffic problems, and Caltrans was out there putting up posts to mark their easement, because they were growing into their easement, not that the easement does anything, but they've said, sure, yeah, we'll rent the ground. I mean, we're already growing there, we've got pipe there and everything else, they grow strawberries. And Caltrans showed up and put in all these, fence post markers to mark their easement in the middle of nowhere. For what? So on the one hand, is it just because they need the money? Or does it mean something else? I mean, nothing is as it appears. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to know what you're looking at.
Well, they can't come out.
Do farmers and ranchers know they're targeted for extinction?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's not like these agencies.
That's undeniable.
Yeah.
And everything's going to be owned in the food industry by Monsanto if they get their way. And they're moving along at a rapid pace.
Yeah. Well, we didn't start the program because of it necessarily, but we really started our topic with private property rights because of so many of the people up here having issues with... See, we've got all the fake, you know, spotted owl and the stupid coho salmon, and they want to take out our dams. And I think you and I are going to talk on the radio about that at a different time.
Yes,
but
we are.
But that kind of thing...
Let's promo that for a second, Aaron. 18th of December from 7:30 Pacific, p.m. Pacific, to 8:50 p.m. Pacific. Aaron Ryan's going to be my guest on the Common Sense Show, and we're going to be talking about the water and property rights problems in the Northwest. You guys are really under attack and have been for some time by the EPA. And I, let me just take a second and tell you what I've discovered. I'm sure this is nothing new to you. If you go to the typical Judaic Christian version of the Bible, man is given dominion over all. And then when you look at the EPA UN Agenda 21 model, it's man is at the bottom of that pyramid. And that's why the spotted owl is more important than an entire lumber town of people and their industries. And you've got basically an anti-Judaic Christian philosophy that's permeated the EPA, and it's terribly unconstitutional. And I get the feeling when I talk to people in the Northwest, they really don't understand the philosophical underpinnings of what's happening to them.
Well, see here, that's why I guess the county just to the north of us is such a great example, because you have fish and wildlife, you've got interior, you have fish and game, you've got BLM, Forest Service. You have every agency out there, Department of Water Resources, North Coast Water Quality Board. Who knew I knew so many right off the top of my head? From someone who knew nothing about government 2 years ago, amazing what you can learn. And all these agencies are pressing on them from a slightly different perspective, but all to the same end.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, it becomes really clear. Really clear.
And we're paying for our own demise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, that's the worst part of it.
We're paying for a multitude of agencies who duplicate each other's functions, and they're there to do nothing but strip us of our rights.
Sure. And you've got, NOAA and NIMFS and all these guys. And so all these agencies come forward, and they all want to make sure that the water is being handled. Well, they only seem to care about the water in this one relatively small part of this entire system. And interestingly enough, like the dams, they take out those dams, the amount, 22 million tons of sediment. How do you figure that's going to be a good idea? So the logic falls apart. All these things you look at, I don't care which agency's perspective you take, there's no logic there. And people are figuring it out.
If people look at Agenda 21, the illogic is underlined by the logic of what they want to do.
Right.
And what they want to do, these few bankers, they want to control everything.
Yeah, and that
part
is...
They want to reduce the population. I mean, look at Bill Gates is on the record saying he favors forced sterilization. These people are all into eugenics out of the Margaret Sanger School.
And you know what? You think Bill Gates was always that way? I mean, let's face it, he started in a garage. What happens to him along the way?
They're corrupted by money and power.
Yeah.
Same with Ted Turner. Same with Warren Buffett. They're all corrupted by money and power. You have to understand, they don't view us as human beings. They don't view us as their equals. They view us as a nuisance. Because of technology, they no longer need the large mass as a human capital. And as a result, we're expendable now.
Okay, so the end game, let's say that they do achieve their goal and eliminate a good portion of the population, how are they going to maintain their power and their finance? I mean, if they get rid of the workers...
Oh, they're going to have their slave caste. In fact, this is why you should probably, we might want to do this again, because if you get into transhumanism and you look at some of the crossbreeding that's going on, I think one could make a pretty good case that Monsanto and its fellow corporations like Goldman Sachs are experimenting on creating a new species. And I know that sounds outrageous, and I used to think it was ludicrous, but I've seen the documents, I've seen the experiments, and I've seen the proof. And I think that they're going to have a slave race that serves them after we useless eaters, as Henry Kissinger calls us, are out of the way. They don't want masses of people anymore. They say this all through their writings, they want 500 million people max.
Well, I'll tell you what, a new species, you drop new species on us, and then Bob holds up the 1 minute sign. I'm like, oh, this isn't going to go well.
Let me just leave you this thought here, because I know that sounds absolutely ludicrous.
No, I like
Google transhumanism and go to farmwars.com. with my friend Barb Peterson, and you will see a lot of what she talks about, and then you'll see how she's got the proof.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you were curious, I have written down everybody Dave has recommended. I've already emailed him for their contact information, and they will be coming forthwith.
Happy to do it.
Very awesome.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much, Dave. This has been a fantastic couple hours. Please say hello to your family.
I'm glad that you had me on, and I hope we can do it again sometime.
Oh, we will
do it again sometime.
Count on it.
Thanks, everybody. Take your headphones off now and go play outside.
Try to have a normal day.
Yeah. Thanks for listening in. We're at WeThePeopleRadio.us. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Nothing is clearer to you. The jig up on this charade, shout with me. We're not drinking your Kool-Aid, we're drinking tea.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. President Obama spoke to Pakistan's president today via telephone. The White House says President Obama expressed his condolences to that president over the NATO airstrike along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border last month that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. President Obama also reiterated the United States' commitment to a full investigation. Pakistan reacted angrily to that airstrike, demanding the U.S. vacate an airbase the CIA reportedly uses to launch drone strikes. Pakistan also shut down supply lines into Afghanistan, meaning supply trucks cannot get to troops inside Afghanistan. Mail delivery may be getting slower.
More than a minute, more like 2-3 days. The Postal Service goal of getting first-class mail delivered the next day, ending with $3 billion in spending cuts coming, including the closure of around half the country's 500 mail